Let's see what's happening around the state. MarylandIsOpen.com, ready to go. I am your host, Meredith Marks, here with Deepa Srinivasan, president of the Vision Planning and Consulting, visionplanningandconsulting.com. Hi, Deepa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are glad to have you here. We really, really are. You guys do some really interesting things. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys are working on, because I know that you do like emergency preparedness. You had this whole COVID thing hit, you know, that affected the world. But bring it a little bit closer to home and talk about a little bit of what you guys were working on here in Maryland in terms of COVID.
Sure. So we are primarily in the disaster management field. We do work on all phases of a disaster, emergency preparedness, response, recovery, and hazard mitigation. We work with natural as well as technological disasters. And we are sort of embedded in the whole COVID scene right now. We develop emergency operations plans for cities and counties throughout the Mid-Atlantic, particularly in Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, and also in the District of Columbia. So we are, we develop emergency operations plans, and up until now, very little attention had been paid to infectious diseases and pandemic hazards. And so now there is a focus emphasis and urgency to prepare pandemic plans. So we are working with communities in the Mid-Atlantic to develop these plans. We're also working with communities to develop after-action reports and COVID impact studies, understanding how these communities fared pre-COVID, during the first few months of COVID, where they are currently 6 months into COVID, and where they are going in a post-COVID situation. So those are the types of studies and analyses that we have been doing to date.
So it's interesting. COVID was kind of a game changer, and it allowed a little bit of a broader spectrum for you guys in jumping head on into this. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're working on in terms of infectious diseases with the Mid-Atlantic.
So we are currently developing plans and, like I said, policies for not just COVID, but other infectious diseases as well. How to be prepared, what happens before, during, and after, what each city or town needs to have in place, whether it's technology or resources, what the critical interdependencies are, and how agencies need to work with one another. Because what we have found is that there was a lack of preparedness, and understandably so, because it has not happened to this capacity in the past. So often departments were working in silos and they did not really know how to leverage one another. So those are the areas of focus in our studies. We know, and from reading the news, that this is not going away anytime soon. We may be in the initial stages or the middle of it, but certainly not at the end of it. So talking about how communities can be better prepared, also in terms of outreach and communications, what kind of messaging needs to go out, where, when, and how, to different constituents. We're also looking at working with small businesses on how to reconfigure their office spaces for the COVID situation as small businesses come back to their workplaces, whether it's a four-person operation or a 40-person operation. What are some of the things that need to be done to sort of promote social distancing, hygiene, so on and so forth, to be able to have people come in as and when they're needed and have the option to work at home as well. So we're looking at a lot of office space configurations and small business planning. And we're tying those to the requirements of the state or the jurisdiction. So we make sure that they are in compliance with those rules.
Are you able to communicate, or do you work hand in hand with the government with some of these things that you guys are working on, maybe to inform them, and maybe they, you know, need your assistance, and maybe you need their assistance to kind of make your vision come to life in terms of getting prepared and what we can do in the future?
Oh, absolutely. All of our work is working with whether it's academic institutions or local or state government. So we are constantly in touch with our clients, finding out ways to assist them and understanding how they have fared during these past 6 months. So doing these after action reports really tells a story on the level of preparedness that went into play when COVID hit and where they are now and their readiness to face the next 6 months or another, Lord forbid, another pandemic in the future.
And what about like these wildfires out in California? Are you any a bit a part of that in terms of consulting? Do people come to you to seek your information and maybe what you guys could do to help even that far away?
Yeah, so we are disaster planning specialists. So we come into a disaster way before a disaster strikes to mitigate the impact. So we do hazard mitigation and preparedness. Or we come in way after a disaster, which is a couple years after, to do recovery planning. So the wildfires have just occurred. So it's we're not in the response mode. We are not firefighters. So we don't go around, you know, in planes trying to put out fires. So our role will be prominent, I would say, in about 18 months or so when literally the dust has settled and planning and rebuilding comes into play.
So let me ask you, you founded this company in 2006. What made you wake up one day and go, I think I want to have like this, you know, disaster planning and consulting company? What made you want to start this company?
I started this company. I was working for an architectural engineering firm, and we had a large contract with FEMA at that time doing disaster-related work, and they needed a certified planner, and I was one of them. And I started this company because I wanted to break out and do start my own company. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I felt the desire and the need for proper planning, and my background is in urban planning, so we are taught to build smart communities, efficient communities, effective communities. But doing disaster planning sort of gave an umbrella approach to building safe communities. And so as a planner, I kind of, plan for communities in a smart and safe manner. And my reason for starting my company and in this area of business is that I wanted to make a difference to people. So every day we do things where we better people's lives in one way, shape, or form. And that is the impetus for starting my company.
That's amazing. You guys offer outreach and education, disaster management, technology solutions, visual aids, and infographics. How did COVID affect you guys other than the sheer fact that it opened up a whole new outlet for you guys in terms of infectious diseases? Did you guys have to close for a little bit, or did you guys actually get more work and were able to jump head on into helping people?
We were a part virtual company to begin with. We had our folks come in a few days of the week because that's just the model that was desired by our staff. So the couple of days a week just went away and we were remote. We were able to jump right in. We lost absolutely no time. There was no difference from our standpoint. Our clients were affected though. So, you know, we were in situations where we couldn't get a hold of our clients even for 2 or 3 weeks because they were in the middle of, of putting out these immediate fires with respect to the pandemic. So we were not affected in that regard. Our work picked up. I mean, as you can imagine, we are in the field of disaster management. Our work picked up in the area of infectious diseases as well as other hazards, which we have been doing consistently over the past few years. So the federal government and the state governments have continued to work and put out RFPs and put out letters of interest. So in that respect, we have not been hurt. We have hired more people. So we're excited to keep the work going.
Yep. And what advice do you have to people listening that have small businesses that are interested in your company? What advice do you have for people going forward, getting through the rest of this pandemic? Because we don't know how long it's going to last.
Yes, and I would say we're planners, so we kind of, we like to look, look out 8, 12, 18 months in the, into the future. So I would say at least plan for the next 6 months being the way it is. It's not going to get a whole lot better. In fact, things will get worse because of the weather, because of the cold weather and flu season as well. To business owners, I would say really hunker down where you can on costs. Just prioritize as best you can, because we are fortunate to be in a field where there's always going to be disasters. They're going to be, faster and more furious. So we will generally be busy, but it's not the case for other companies and other fields of work. So anticipate that you're going to be hit, and sort of, business cannot run as usual as you were pre-COVID. You have to either change your business model, tighten your belt and your budgets, and think about staff in terms of how much you need them, and run lean and mean. That's a model that's always useful. And then try to diversify. Don't have all your eggs in one basket, because you just never know. So I would say this would be the time to diversify. Best wishes and good luck. These are very hard times, but I believe we'll get through it. I believe some businesses will shut down and not come back at all, but they might morph into something completely different, because the needs going forward will be a little different than what they have been in the past.
Correct. Things are definitely going to change, and it's going to be interesting to see how things evolve. Deepa Srinivasan, President of Vision Planning and Consulting. You can get more information, visionplanningandconsulting.com. Deepa, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to add your listing to marylandisopen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so we can support each other as things change with our state. For marylandisopen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.